Okay, we are now starting a new Mishnah. Mishnah number 3. We're in on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, smack in the middle of the page. There's going to be two situations over here.
I'm sorry, which page was it?
Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, 21b. There's going to be two situations over here. And the general situation is called unusual cases of damages. That's what we're going to qualify this Mishnah with, two conditions going on over here. And here's the first case. The first one is a new case. The second one you'll see is an old familiar one that's been brought to us. Hakelev v'hagidi, a dog and a baby goat, a kid. Shekoftsu merosh hagag, they were standing on top of a roof. And they jump off a roof, all right? And what happens as they jump off? They're playing around. They jump off, and they land, v'shavru esakelim, and they broke utensils that it landed on. All right, now, what kind of damage is that? Which one of the four categories of damages is it?
I assume this is jumping into a public domain or somebody else's property, or...
No, it's just the kind of damage we're looking at.
Well, it could be, let's say, the neighbor's yard jumped into the, it's you know, rooftop hopping.
Yeah.
And it's out from the roof, and it jumps on, let's say, the neighbor's piano and breaks the piano.
Regel.
It would be a toloda of regel. Jumping. It's really jumping on something, falling on something, right? Would seem to be a toloda of regel. And let us see. Now, how much would you pay? How much would you pay?
Pay for the damage.
Ah, so what do you think?
No.
Okay, what do you think?
Pay for the damages.
But how much? Is it usual or not usual? Is it like Karen? Is it, even though it's regular, but is it unusual so it makes it like Karen or not? So let's see what the Mishnah says. Mishalim nezek shalem, pays the full amount. Why? This is the insight. Mipnei shehein muadim, because this is normal behavior.
It is to be on a roof.
They are muad, to jump.
It's normal to be on a roof.
Yeah, I get that, to jump.
And they jump. They go on roofs and jump. The dogs go all over the place.
But it's normal for a dog and a kid to be on a roof.
Yeah, they go all over the place. Okay. That's what Gemara is saying. That's normal. They're moved for that. There's nothing unusual about that.
But it's just a matter of opinion. What's usual and what's unusual?
Well, no, it's not a matter of opinion. The rabbis are telling you this is the nature of a dog. The nature of a dog is that you go goes
on a roof. I never remember ever seeing a dog on a roof.
Goes on a roof. And it's normal for it to jump off a roof. Jumping is a normal thing. Yeah, okay. It goes up there and it jumped.
All right, so let's accept
it. We'll have to accept it.
Yeah, okay, we'll accept it.
That's case number one.
Yeah.
Case number two, which we'll have to, the Gemara tomorrow, I hope, we'll have to elaborate on a lot of details that are missing. And Rashi tells us right away in the second case we're going to look at now, there's important questions that have not been dealt with for us to understand clearly what the case is. Hakelev shenotal charora, a dog takes a biscuit. Alright, v'holach, and the biscuit had coals underneath it. Recall that case.
Yes.
There's a barbecue biscuits, right? And he takes from that, and v'holach l'gadish, and went to a stack that belongs to another person that has grain sheaves on it. And what does it do?
Dropped it down and started a fire.
Ochal acharara, he eats the biscuit, and then the coal just falls right onto the grain heap. The Hidli Kagodish, and the fire, the stack is set on fire. Okay, so those coals were stuck to the bottom of the biscuit. So when it laid the biscuit down on the stack to eat his biscuit, it makes a fire on the rest of that.
Right.
So now, what issues of payment would we have to deal with?
First of all, the biscuit he took to eat.
Okay, so now you're assuming he took the biscuit from somebody. So now where did he find that biscuit?
Why, does he owe his owner or somebody else?
So it would probably be, he probably moseyed into the neighbor's barbecue. Went and took from the neighbor's barbecue a bagel, whatever, a biscuit. Then he figures it's a place comfortable to eat it, so goes over to the neighbor's haystack.
Yeah.
and puts everything down on the haystack, eats his biscuit, and walks away and leaves the haystack to get burnt. That would seem to be the simple understanding of the case. Mm-hmm. Question is, what does he have to pay for and how much?
First case.
There's two items here, the biscuit and the haystack.
First case is Shane because he's eating it.
So. Okay, the first one is Shane. He's eating the biscuit.
Yeah.
That's Shane.
Yeah.
So what should he pay for it?
He's
eating it in somebody's rishus. I imagine.
If
he's paying for a biscuit, he's eating somebody else's biscuit.
Yes.
Where do you get somebody else's biscuit from? Not from his owner's house.
No, from my.
So he should pay full for the biscuit.
Yes.
Okay, now what about the stack of grain that got burnt up?
Okay. So.
That'd be boar.
Yeah.
That's not boar. No, boar is when you leave an obstacle that somebody goes into. It's not boar. It's obvious what it is.
No.
How about Aish?
Aish, of course. Simple Aish. It's as simple as
Aish.
That's Aish, yes.
It's fire.
That's right.
Okay, what would you think you pay for that? How much?
Again, full.
Okay, so we think full for everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're learning a lot today. Says the Mishnah al hacharara mishalim nezek shalim, for the biscuit you pay the full amount.
Right.
The eating the biscuit is a case of shame for which the dog's owner pays full damage to the damaged party's yard. Mm-hmm. As the Gemara will explain, the Mishnah refers to where the stack of grain belongs to the owner of the biscuit. Thus, the dog has eaten the biscuit on the biscuit owner's property. And that's what we'll see is going to happen over there. Okay, now what about that stack of grain? Al HaGodish, on the stack of grain. Mishalem Chatzinezek. You only pay half, and you're saying why. So what does the note say? The Gemara is going to have to explain why. We'll have to explain the circumstances and the case of why only half damages are paid. Because you would think you should pay whole.
Absolutely.
Logic would assume you pay whole.
Yes.
Where are we coming off with the half?
That's unusual. To start the fire.
Well, we'll have to see, but it's not unusual. An animal to take a biscuit off of a barbecue.
Right. It's unusual that coal was attached.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know how they made. You know, they didn't have fancy barbecues like us. They put the food right on the coals. Maybe we'll have to see. We'll have to see. But Rashi says, "Hold on and be patient." So we will.
Okay.
Let's look at the notes and see what we have so far. Okay, right at the top, the situation is definitely unusual cases of damages. Condition one, a dog or kid jumped from the roof and broke kalim. The law is, it pays full damage. The principle is, it is a muad to eat, to jump.
To jump.
Jumping is a tolda of regel, and therefore you pay the full damages. Condition number two, a dog took a cake or a biscuit with a coal inside to a pile of grain and ate the cake and burnt the grain. Law, it pays full damage for the cake and half damage for the grain. The principle, well, all we could say so far is eating the cake is a case of shame. The Gemara will have to explain and we'll have to fill in later the principle for why you're paying half damage for the grain. That we have to fill in. So right now, to remind us so we don't forget, we will just write like this. Eating the cake is a case of gain. And the Gemara will explain.
Unusual wind to fan the coal.
Will explain
why you pay for the stack.
Half. You pay half. Yeah. For the.
Okay, that's what you say. Yeah?
Could you say you need an unusual wind to fan the coals or burns the grain?
There's no wind there.
No,
what do you mean? He's putting the coal right on the grain. That's straight out Aish.
But without wind, it's not going to burn anything.
Yes, it will. If I put a coal, that's a hot coal. Put the coal on a stack of grain, the coal will burn it.
Yeah, it will.
It will burn immediately. Okay, very good. The Gemara now is going to, for today, we're going to focus on the first law. When the animal, the dog, or the kid jumps off the roof and breaks kalim, the Gemara says that is usual. Okay. The situation is going to be, and that's the central issue of sugya number one, we talk about the dog jumped. What if the dog falls off of the roof?
Huh?
Doesn't jump. Jump is a premeditated jump. A dog sees what's below and he says, okay, I am going to jump down.
And breaks things.
Well, he's not thinking, but he is jumping. He jumped.
Yeah, if he jumps.
But what if the dog is up there and slips and falls? Yeah,
right.
And then, breaks something.
Oh, breaks things.
Is it going to be the same
pay anything.
Law?
It's not a mu'ah.
It doesn't pay anything.
Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to see what the issue is.
What did you say, Larry? He pays?
We'll see. He thinks he pays half because it's unusual. Okay, let's see. But clearly, the Mishnah specified the dog jumped. And that's what the Gemara infers. Tama, the reason why we're saying you're paying the full damage is because the kufzo, it jumped. I mean, the Mishnah could have just said if an animal, you know, jumps or falls off a roof or causes damage from coming off a roof. But it was very specific in saying jumping.
Jumps, yes.
Jumping you pay. The implication is more than what Larry thought. Huh, but Nafa, what if it fell? Now falling is an accident. Jumping is premeditated, as we'll say on the dog's part. Falling is an accident. So if the animal is on the roof and falls, the implication is, Puff, you don't have to pay. We'll have to see what that means.
Wow.
We'll have to see what that means. We don't know. There's not enough words yet for us to understand what it means. We think it means you're totally putter. We think it means you're totally putter, but we'll have to see. Be that as it may, let's analyze the situation over here. All right, you've got your house here and your neighbor's house is here. Your animal goes right on top of the roof over there. Well, if you have your dog on your roof and animals like to be very playful, there is a great likelihood it will jump off and could damage your neighbor's yard. You know, that's why you keep them in fences to keep them away from damaging things. And, you know, you couldn't care less. You let your dog go right up to the top of that roof over there. You should have maybe put a few, barriers, you know, that it couldn't go up to the roof or something like that. But you didn't. Now, the fact of the matter is, the fact that your dog is on top of the roof and you have enabled it or accommodated it to get on the top of the roof, would we say that's a negligence on the part of the owner to allow the dog to be up there?
Yes.
Yes. So that's a negligence.
Yes.
So we're starting off the whole scenario here with what we call pshia. Negligence. It's a negligence. So very good. So the Mishnah says, well, negligent, then it jumps off and breaks, you pay. Okay. Now, the fact that it says the implications if it falls, you're putter, why would we think you're putter? Because it was an accident.
Yeah.
It was an accident. Right? We've already had cases.
It wasn't up there, though.
What?
It wouldn't happen if it wasn't up there in the first
place. Yeah, but.
Good. Agreed. But the final, just looking at, isolate the final result just for a moment without thinking of how it got there. You know, we've had cases where what happens if an animal, do we have it here or in my other class? If an animal is, your animal's walking on the road and falls down, I had it in the kindness class, the animal falls down into somebody else's field. The law is you only pay what you benefit, you don't pay what you damage, because it was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
There is such a law. It's an akoinis. Some guys went to baby 5 years ago. The animal's walking on the street, and there is the private property is right next to the street, but it's at a descent.
Yeah.
So an animal's walking, and he slipped.
Yeah.
He falls on the other guy's property, and let's say he squishes the tomatoes. Okay. He's damaged the tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we say? You only pay for the benefit. In other words, if he didn't break any bones. You know, then the owner, at the expense of the tomatoes, the animal's fall was softened and didn't get hurt so much.
Right.
So the owner has to pay for that benefit that he had, but he doesn't have to pay the real value of the tomatoes.
The owner of the dog.
The owner of the cow. Remember, cow's walking
the cow.
On
okay,
the road.
Okay, yeah, fine, okay.
He's right over here. Yeah. He's walking on the road, the cow.
So the owner of the cow.
And, woo, he falls, right. He smashes, he breaks all the tomatoes.
Yeah.
So you don't pay for the damage of the tomatoes, but just like we said over here by Rishi Sarab, but if the owner had a benefit from the fall being broken, we estimate what's the benefit of it. It's less than the cost of the tomatoes. You pay the benefit, but not the damage.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So we see there is an idea that if my animal accidentally damages, I don't pay.
Mm-hmm. What if the benefit is greater than the tomatoes?
Well, then you never pay more than the damage. Can't pay more than the damage. Can't maybe pay more than what I damaged. Yeah. But anyway, there is an idea that if your animal damages by accident, you don't pay for the damage, because what do you want? Fine. So now, over here, the fact that an animal fell off the roof per se, that is, the end result is an accident.
Right.
But the problem is, it started off with a negligence. Yeah. And this gets us into the huge machlokes in the rabbis of the Gemara, in this law, which I think we've touched on it once or twice, and it's called in Hebrew, Tchilaso Bipshia. You start off with negligence, Visofo, but it ends off Behones, it ends off an accident. If you recall, 2 days ago, or yesterday, in the Mishnah Berurah class, the same idea. We say, if a guy gets up really late, it's by accident, what can we do? We'll still let him daven, right? But what if he went to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning? And he says, oh my goodness, I overslept. We call that chiloso bipshia. You started off with negligence. Visofo bonus. And then it comes out an accident. Which means God's not happy with your prayers. Right? So people say, what do you want? I overslept. Well, what time did you go to bed? 4 o'clock. Well, you know, I remember in Yeshiva. In Yeshiva, guys always wanted, Rosh Hashiva calls him in. Why'd you come like that? I overslept.
But does he
have to? When'd you go to sleep? So the guy said, I went to sleep at 10 o'clock and I overslept. Okay, then you can say it's an accident. Went to bed at 4 o'clock, you're starting off with negligence, right? So over here, by the fact you allowed the dog to end up on the roof, that's a negligence on your part. But at the end of the day, what happened is he fell off and that's an accident. So now that's a case of tchilas of b'pshia v'selfo ba'ones. It ends off with onus. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, if it jumps off, you pay. The implication is, if it falls off the roof, you don't pay. So it would appear, this Mishnah is teaching us what, and it's proving what point? Alma, we see, from the implication of the Mishnah, the Tanoim hold. And that would be a proof. That would be a proof, because it's the machlokas of Tchilosho is in the Amoraim. So here we have a proof. Kesavar must be the Mishnah's Tchilaso Bipshia. When you start with a negligence, Visofo Ba'ones, and end with an accident, Potter, you don't have to pay. Right? The owner has been negligent that he has left his dog or kid unguarded in the roof, even though the animal is likely to jump to the roof onto the utensils below. Nevertheless, the animal falls from the roof and crushes utensils, which is an unforeseeable mishap. The Mishnah implies the owner is not liable to pay. Now, whether or not one is liable in situations that begin with negligence but end with an unavoidable mishap is the subject of an Amoraic dispute in Baba Metzia 42a. So our Tana apparently supports the view that one is not liable in such situations. That's what the Gemara would like to prove from this Mishnah.
How can we say it's unforeseeable mishap? Your dog is on the roof.
It's not that
unforeseeable. There's a good chance he's going to fall off.
Or jump.
No, dogs are pretty. Boats are pretty.
Well, it's sloped.
Dogs, listen, most animals don't go on places that they can't stay pretty well on. Especially goats. Goats can walk. Goats can go to their Rizal's mikvah faster than you can. They're going down a steep slope. They generally, animals have a certain. Equilibrium
and
that they know they don't go to places that they're not going to get themselves hurt. That's the way it usually is with an animal. People are stupid. They climb Mount Everest. A dog wouldn't. All right. So it's not normal for a dog to slip off a roof. Okay. It is normal for him to jump off the roof. Oh yeah, he likes that fun and jumping. They go on the roof to have fun. They have recess. They go on the roof, jump off the roof, have a lot of fun, right? But they usually don't slip off the roof. So slipping off is definitely unforeseeable because, if it was that dangerous, he would make sure the dog would never get up there. Yeah, go ahead.
So what if you start off with negligence and you get into a situation which is likely to happen? In other words, You can't really say that it's unforeseeable.
It's not a mishap. You think it's
like let's say the roof is an extremely slippery roof with a very high.
Who's going to talk about that?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. But on simple level, the Mishnah seems to be supporting the position by the implication of only by jumping do you pay. It appears if you start off with negligence and end with an accident, you don't have to pay. More than that, the Mishnah is now going to quote a brisa that paraphrases this Mishnah and explicitly says, which was implied just now. Tanya na me'achi, we have a brisa that says the same thing explicitly. It says, Hakele v'hagedi shekavtsu me'rosh agag, a dog or a kid that jumps off the top of a roof, is shavras hakelem and it breaks utensils, Mishalim Nezek Shalem, it pays the full damage. And now the brisa goes on, doesn't leave anything to the imagination. Naflu, if they fall off, Peturim, you don't have to pay. It's explicit. The brisa is clearly saying what the implication of our Mishnah was. So that's, now the Gemara now does the draws the conclusion. Ha, Nicha, that is all good and well, this Mishnah. Lamed Mem Dalet, Leman Da Omar, to the one who holds. In the Amoraic argument, when we start with negligence and end with an accident, you don't have to pay. That's all good and well, this Mishnah. But according to the opinion that says, no, Chayiv, you gotta pay. So then, what's he gonna say about the Mishnah Brisa? They seem to contradict what he has said. So it's a question on that opinion. How are they gonna get out of that? So what's going to be the answer? Well, we got to find we have to say it's a different kind of a case. What's a different kind of a case? Oh, here's the answer. The case is Kigon, the Bryce's explicit saying, and we'll assume that's the Mishnah's implicit, is the Makarve Kalim Legabe Koiso. What's happening over here is that the owner, the Mishnah Brisa, the reason you have to pay is where the utensils of the damagee were put very close to the wall. Very close to the wall. Because you see, the guy next door, he knows that dogs could jump. Now when a dog jumps, usually you jump with a bit of a trajectory.
Right.
So let's say this is the guy's field, okay? This is his guy. Here's the dog over here. So the guy's a very valuable tape recorder right over here, sitting right on the grass there. He says, if I'm going to leave it there, when that dog jumps, the trajectory right is going to land right on and break it. So I'm not foolish. Look, I'm putting it right over here. So even if the dog jumps, boom, nothing's going to happen over there.
But if it slips and falls.
But if it slips and falls, then it can fall on it.
Right.
So now, let's see what's happening. So if the case is where you know that the neighbor has the utensils close by, so when I allow my dog to go on top of the roof, is it the beginning of negligence?
Right.
Is it or not?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Sure.
Why is it the beginning of negligence?
Because I'm negligent in allowing my dog to go on top of
the roof. Well, what's the worst that's going to happen? He's going to jump off. And he's not going to damage.
Slip off.
No, animals don't usually slip.
But we do in this case.
Because that was an accident.
Why?
And I don't know what's so hard to understand. When a dog is on top of a roof,
right,
99.9% of the time,
he'll
what's going to happen? He's going to jump off.
Yeah.
If once in a blue moon, that's an accident.
Okay.
So now, if I let my animal on the roof, what's the negligence? He ain't falling off. He is not falling off.
All right.
Only thing he's going to do is right. Jump off. If he jumps off, nothing's going to happen. So what kind of negligence was there? So it's not chiloso bipshia. I didn't start off with negligence because I see that my neighbor keeps his stuff nice and close by. Therefore, I let my animal go there. I wasn't negligent. It starts off with non-negligence, ends off with an accident. So that's, we'll have to say that is the case. So let's read it inside and then you'll ask your question. But that's the case over there. Therefore, the chikavtsi, if the animal jumps, Bikvitza, it makes a real jump from the roof. Lo nafilayu, it would not fall on the utensils, right? When the animal jumps from a roof, the arc of its leap takes it away from the wall, thus it will not land on utensils that are very close to the wall below. According to the view of the Mishnah Brisa, the owner is not liable if the dog or kid falls, does not refer to where the very same utensils that would have broken through the animal's jump now break through its accidental fall. That's not the case. Rather, there are some utensils very close to the wall and others further away.
Oh.
If the animal jumps, it will land on the farther utensils, right? In other words, clear. Some utensils are close, some are far away.
Okay.
So the owner is negligent for the far away ones, and he's not negligent for the close ones. If the animal jumps, it will land on the farther utensils. If it falls, it will land on the closer ones. Thus, the Mishnah Braisa holds that the owner is liable for the utensils broken through the animal's jump, but if it falls and slips, and therefore it falls and slips straight down. And you have to remember, here's the point, listen carefully. When you're saying in one Mishnah, or the Braisa specifically, if it jumps, you pay, if it falls, you don't. One thing's for sure, it doesn't land in the same place when it jumps or as when it falls. That's clear. Jumping, no animal jumps like that.
No.
The animal legit. Always jumps with an arc.
Yeah.
So it says, when it jumps, you pay.
Yeah.
If it falls, first of all, if it falls, what have you damaged? There's nothing there. Ella, what you have to say, that the guy next door has utensils all over the place.
Right.
You have to say that. Because if it only could damage from jumping, it can't damage anything from falling because there's nothing underneath it. Falling goes down.
Right.
Jumping goes far.
Right.
So the Mishnah and the Braisa explicitly says that you pay for jumping and don't pay for falling. It clearly is indicating that there are utensils close and the utensils far. So now, when I allow my dog to get up here, I am, regarding utensils far away, being negligent. Regarding the utensils being close, I'm not negligent. So the only thing I'm really risking, because remember, it doesn't fall. It's not normal to fall. So for what's nearby, I'm not negligent. Now, I should have not let it step there because it could damage the far one. So the Mishnah is saying like this. The Mishnah is saying, if it jumps, so I start with negligence, and it ends with negligence, I gotta pay everything. But now, when it falls, I didn't start with negligence regarding the utensils that broke. There was no negligence there. The negligence is only for something later on. If, let's say, I let it go up here, and then, let's say, somebody pushes the animal far, and then it hits it, the far ones. Then we could say it's a case of beginning with negligence and ending with an accident. But here, when it falls straight down, even though letting it up here is a negligence for what's over there, it's not a negligence for what's near the wall. And therefore, the Mishnah says if it falls and breaks, that's not chilaso bipshia regarding the utensils that are close to the wall. And therefore, we have no proof that chilaso bipshia v'selfo ba'ones in that case.
So that's not an accident when it falls down.
That is an accident when it falls down.
But you just said that not caused by negligence.
Right. So what is, understand? When you allow your animal up here,
yeah,
and there's all kinds of utensils, what is your degree of liability? Well, you should know that an animal, a dog, does jump.
Right.
Now, you are being very negligent regarding the outside, faraway utensils. You are being negligent. And the Mishnah says, if it jumps, you pay.
So is this an accident?
No, it jumped.
No.
It jumped.
Okay.
There's no accident.
Right.
Now, when the Mishnah says, if it falls,
right,
number one, when it falls, the only thing it can damage is right below.
Yeah.
It doesn't fall like that.
So is that an accident?
That is an accident. And regarding responsibility for this, letting it up here is not negligence regarding the utensils that are close by.
Okay.
There's no negligence for the close by utensils.
No,
so it didn't start off with negligence for the close utensils. So the accident, therefore, will be potter for the close utensils only.
Okay.
I see that logic.
Okay.
I understand it.
Okay.
But your dog on my roof, why should I, why shouldn't you be responsible regardless?
Because, like I said before,
it shouldn't be there. It shouldn't be.
No, my dog is on my roof, not on your roof. He's on my roof. It's on my property. I'm allowed to have a dog on my roof. It's my property. Yeah, it was on this guy's house. Here's this guy's house. Here's the other guy's house.
So your dog is jumping into
here's the other guy's house. Okay, here we got two houses. Okay? So now, and the property line is whatever. Here, please. Right, my house is the end. So now, the dog likes so. Dog may try to jump here, may try to jump there, whatever. He's on my property. It ended up on the damagee's property.
Oh, no,
by accident.
Okay, but it ended up by accident. Beautiful shot, no?
Yeah.
So therefore, let's draw the conclusion. Vafilu tchilas of b'pshia, regarding the close by utensils, it isn't even leka. It isn't even considered the beginning of a negligence regarding the close utensils, and therefore there's nothing to imply from the Mishnah at all. All right, let's take a look at the notes. Let's see if I recorded it properly. Okay, inference. It is a lot. The question is, what is the law if the dog or kid fell off of the wall? Let me just add the words. And damaged. Kalim. Okay. Inference from the Mishnah, it is liable only because it jumped. Had it fallen, it would be exempt. Right? Implication, the Tana holds that one who was negligent at the beginning and ones, blameless, accident at the end, he is exempt. Support from a brisa, if a dog or kid jumped from the roof and broke came a painful damage, if it fell, it is exempt. So the conclusion of the question is, the conclusion, this is like the opinion that one who was negligent in the beginning and ones at the end, he is exempt. According to the opinion that he is liable, how can we explain the Mishnah? So the answer is that when it says it fell, the kalim are close to the wall. So if the dog or kid jumps, it will not break them. Therefore, it was not negligent to allow them on the roof. Okay? Now I brought some commentators. Rabbeinu Peretz says, we obligate for jumping and breaking kalim far away. Regarding kalim nearby, this is considered onus. Okay? In other words, the Mishnah is speaking where there's a number of utensils. When there's a number of utensils close and far by, when it jumps, you pay, because that's negligence throughout. When they're nearby, there's no negligence at all, and therefore there's no relevance to our case. So, and the Rajpa commentary adds, negligence at the beginning applies only to total negligence. Here it's not utter negligence, for usually they will not break kalim by jumping, but it's not called unusual to exempt from full loss. All right, that's already deeper commentary. But the simple meaning, it's clear. When you're not negligent for what's nearby, you are negligent for what's far away, as it were. Or even that, he's saying, even, you know, it's not, also it's not, dogs normally aren't going to even jump far away, but at least that's a possibility. But for the far things, you pay, for the near things, not. And that's a good place to stop for today. Yeah?
It's trouble with one thing. If it's your dog on your roof and he falls, he's more than likely going to fall somewhere near your wall.
But falling is a total accident.
Right, but he's not going to hit my kalim. Yeah. He's going to fall because...
Unless the other guy's got kalim near my wall.
Well, if I got kalim near your wall or on your property, that's my property.
Not on my... It's still in the other guy's property.
But
the wall, the wall is a buddy. You go downtown. You ever look downtown? The garages, the walls of the garages are right on the top of the other.
Jason,
one house is next to the
other. But again,
it could fall sideways.
Falling off of your roof, he's going to fall somewhere very near your wall.
But let's say your property line ends by the wall, and the other guy's grass goes right up to your wall. The other guy's property can go up to your wall. That's the only case where it could be. Yeah, that's right. Okay, go ahead, guys.
So, your dog is your problem.
What?
Sounds like your dog is your problem.
A man brings his best buddy back home for dinner. His wife screams in my hair, makeup are not done. The house is a mess. I'm still in my job. I can't remember everything tonight. What the hell are you going around for? Because he's thinking of getting married. How true. Okay. Okay, Shkayach.